Today is Monday, May 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today is all about the cornice board. Not really. I don't know why I always say something and then I do a little, you know, I do a little laugh and then I start into my topic of the day. It's become a bit of a, I don't want to say a meme, but it's become a bit of a thing where I'll make a little offhand comment and then I'll laugh at myself and then I'll start into my comment. So I posted a picture on, and I said a little thing about cornice boards, and now I'm going on to another topic. I posted a little thing on Twitter where I put a little, for some reason, I was looking at my computer, I was looking around at files, who knows what I was doing, avoiding working, because, you know, that's what we all do, and I found a screenshot that I had done of the Zoom call, the Zoom cocktail hour that we did for Pride 48, and I thought, oh, I'll just tweet something out and say advertising the next one because we have a Zoom cocktail hour or Zoom cocktail call, whatever you want to call it, because it goes longer than an hour, so I'm not really sure what to call it. But I thought, oh, I'll just tweet out, you know, really fast and I'll use this as a little graphic on the tweet. And it was a screenshot of like everyone, not everyone, but it was like one screen, because we had enough people on this call that Zoom had split it into multiple screens. We almost had 50 people or something at one point. And so I posted it and I realized I had made a mistake because I said the cocktail hour was at 7:30 and that Dubious Intent was going to be recording at 9. And that's actually incorrect and you can't edit on Twitter. The cocktail hour is at 7:30, so everyone should definitely show up at pride48.com, go into the chat room at 7:30. There'll be links posted for that particular Zoom chat. You do have to go into the chat room because I don't want to post a link to a Zoom on the main website because we'll get all kinds of strange people just hopping into our Zoom and causing trouble. But Dubious Intent doesn't start until 10. So I couldn't edit it, so I just replied to my own tweet and said, oh, oops, made a mistake. Dubious Intent starts at 10. It'll be fine. Everyone will still be there at 7:30, and then maybe Dubious Intent will have a huge audience. Because I remember last time, people were on that Zoom cocktail hour for hours and hours and hours, so we may figure out a way to keep it going and then just do Dubious Intent. Not with all those people. Daniel and I can't do Dubious Intent with 50 people actually on the recording, but I don't know. So I tweeted that and, you know, we'll see how many people we get. It was really fun last time, so you all should join. Over the weekend, we went and finally did our punch list. It is the most boring thing in the world. I know I'm buying a house. And generally, I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I'm usually really picky. But I also don't want to piss anyone off, and I don't even want to piss the builder off. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, these things are little nitpicky things like, you know, the shelves and the closets. When they paint, they use a spray gun, and a lot of times they miss the undersides of the closet. And so the little molding or the little things. And the realtor's like, oh, it's a brand new house. They need to get all that right. And she's right. I mean, they do need to get all that right. But I feel like I'm being so nitpicky. They didn't include toilet paper holders in any of the bathrooms. So we did request that they do toilet paper holders. Now, maybe in fancier homes, you buy those toilet paper holders that it's like a... It's on the floor. It's a stand that's on the floor, and then there's a little hook thing on top of it that you put your toilet paper on, and it's a freestanding thing. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe they thought because this is a porn shower house with, you know, high-end finishes, maybe we wanted a freestanding toilet paper holder in each room. I don't know. But we asked for toilet paper holders. We're like, come on, screw in some toilet paper holders, would you? And they still don't have mirrors. So anyway, we just had to go around from room to room to room and put blue tape, and it was tiny little things, and I'm sure they won't do any of it because that's the way it, you know, when you're working with a builder, the last time I bought a house, they had this 1-year warranty, and you call the builder, and it's not the same company. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe they'll be better. I think it was called Bloomberg Homes or Bloomfield, Bloom something. It wasn't Bloomberg because Bloomberg is the ex-mayor guy who ran for president briefly. But anyway, so that builder, we submitted claims for things on the warranty and they like never showed up. And you can't be bought. I mean, what are you going to do? Sue them? And then if you don't have the money to hire an attorney, it's pointless. Anyway, so I know they're not going to be responsive 9 times out of 10. And these are little piddly, nitpicky things that we can do. But anyway, we went through the motion and we did it. We're really excited about moving. And really, the house is very nice. And there are going to be things that we want to do to it. I already want to add an extra room. There's a large attic right next to the studio, like a really big attic. And I think we could just build an extra room in there. Not us. I mean, pay someone. And we'll get extra space, you know, for another office or another guest bedroom or who knows. We're not going to do this anytime soon. But I opened because there's a door that leads into the attic. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is a huge space. We could build a room in here. We could so build a room in here and have more square footage. But today what I was doing is the room that's going to be the studio, I was thinking, you know, first of all, I don't know where the term cornice board came from. And if you don't know what it means, they're these coverings that you put over the top of your window to hide the mechanics of your blinds or of your curtains or whatever. It's like a, I don't know, Google cornice board. I think some call them window valances. I'm not really sure. But in the studio room, I was thinking, oh, I could do a green screen and a couple of other backdrops on rollers, and I could put them in front of this window. And then when I'm not using them, I could just have curtains and I could use a cornice board to hide all of this. So I just roll them up when I'm not using them. And then it looks like a regular window with regular curtains. And that would make the most sense because you don't want to just have a cornice board just hanging anywhere on the wall. I mean, that would look strange. But if you have a cornice board that's a little bit extra deep so that I could fit multiple backdrops, it would look perfectly in place over a window. The only problem plus when you're doing video, because I'm trying to set, I'll be trying to set this up to do both audio and video. When you're trying to set up video, you want to block out light from outside so you can control your lighting. And so that would make perfect sense. I would also be covering up the light coming in from the window with whatever backdrop that I pull down. Makes perfect sense. And I remember years ago, I bought some contraption that you're supposed to be able to mount to the wall, and it allows you to hang multiple backdrops and they roll up. So I'm going to look for that. I know I've got it somewhere. So I was looking for DIY cornice boards because I don't know. Do I really want to hire out someone to go and like build cornice boards? Because that could get very expensive. And this is for the studio. No one's going to go up there except Mark and I. And I think there was one woman on YouTube that was literally creating cornice boards out of foam board that you buy at like Home Depot or Lowe's. And it looked great. It looked really good. And it was super simple, lightweight, so you don't have to worry about damaging your wall trying to mount this thing. Because when I built cornice boards at my old house, I built them out of like really heavy lumber because I didn't know what I was doing. And I couldn't figure out how to mount them on the wall. So I literally nailed or screwed a 2x4 piece to the wall on both sides and then hung them and then screwed them into this big, huge 2x4. It's crazy. I don't think they're ever going to come off. The people who currently own the home probably have these cornice boards. They looked great. I will say that. They looked great. But I just don't know. You know, I don't know if I want to do that again. It was a lot of work, and I don't have a table saw anymore. I used to have a table saw, and I just realized I've gone way too long on this episode. Oh, well, you guys are going to get extra content today because I didn't start the closing music in time. You know, Archer told me that I should do longer shows, so You're welcome, Archer. You're going to get a longer show today. Because I'll tell you guys a little behind the scenes magic of what I do. So I start through, I do everything live. It's the way I've always done it. When I very first started podcasting, all the way back at the beginning, I wanted to do everything live because I wanted Maddie and I on the Adam and Maddie show. I wanted us to hear all the bumpers, the opening music, the closing music, all of that stuff, because I feel like it gets you into the, if you just talk into a microphone and you're not hearing the bumpers, you're not hearing the voicemail, you're not, I don't know. I just felt like we couldn't really get into it, right? And so I have always played everything live. So I've always had a mixer. Day one, when I started a podcast, I bought a mixer and, you know, I had a soundboard that I played my theme music and all that. So I've done that the whole time. That's what we do on Dubious Intent. That's what I do on Survivors Ready. Other than those folks on Survivors Ready talk too long, and I never can time the ending music. So now I started not doing the ending music live, but adding that in post. So behind the scenes, I know about what time in the recording I need to hit the button for the closing music so that I'll end around 11 minutes, which is my goal, 11 to 12 minutes. If I started around 5 minutes, 5 and a half, 6 minutes, that gets me to about my 11 minute mark. And I was telling that story and I was so enthralled by cornice boards that I looked down and I was at like 9 minutes or something. So you guys are getting like 4 or 5 extra minutes because, again, I'm not going to go back and add the closing music in post. So we did the, and now I don't know where I'm at. Oh yeah, we did the punch list and then back to, I'm kind of going back and forth because the cornice boards was a thing I did today, or I started looking at YouTube videos for that today. But on the weekend, we also kept my parents' dogs, their dog. They only have one. Because my parents apparently have decided that there is no point in quarantining anymore. And so my mom was like, I want to see my son, my brother. And they drove down to South Arkansas. And I thought they were just going to go and see like my brother and his wife and their immediate children. Oh, no. It was like a big family reunion. Apparently aunts and uncles came. They had like a barbecue. They had all these people. And anyway, I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're still quarantining. What? Or not quarantining. I'm sorry. Faye Driver on Survivors Ready last night corrected me. I'm not supposed to say quarantining. We are still social distancing and stay at homing or whatever we're doing. And apparently my parents are no longer. I told Mark today, I said at some point, Americans in general, not all Americans, but I mean, we have to admit as Americans, we have a little bit of a you can't tell me what to do sort of attitude, you know, freedom, 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 freedom. And I feel like at a certain point, and I think that's what's happening right now, we're seeing all these news reports of people going to the beach and people, you know, having picnics and, you know, whatever. And I think what's happening is all these Americans with that, you can't tell me what to do. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You know, we're brave. We're going to be brave and we're going to risk it. You know, we're going to risk getting this disease and giving it to other people. And, oh, you know, maybe some people will die. I think that's what's going to happen. And eventually maybe, you know, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I think that is what's going to happen. A bunch of people are going to die and the rest of us are going to have immunity or whatever. It's going to be horrible that all those people die, but you watch. I mean, a lot of these folks, including my parents. So we kept their dog and he bled on the rug because he chews his toys so vigorously that his gums bleed. And then he gets blood on our rug. It was horrible. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.